This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue the study in which we've been engaged the past few days. Suppose Jesus came to your house and said thus and so to you, how would you react? I have suggested that each one of us would give himself credit of thinking that if Jesus were to actually come to our home, sit down in our living room and talk to us about various things concerning his will, that we would say, oh, I would do whatever he told me to do. But I call your attention to Luke chapter 16, in which Abraham indicates that the rich man's brothers who were yet on earth had Moses and the prophets, and that if they would not listen to them, they would not listen even if one were to rise from the dead, which suggests to us that we react to God's will in the way we react to the Bible, and that even if Jesus himself were here, we would not react any better than we do react to his word. And I say this by way of trying to bring to each one of us the questing for self-examination that Paul requires in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, where he says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. And the words of the psalmist who cried out, search me, O God, and try me. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's stop and think today and try to be as honest with ourselves as we possibly can. How would I react to Jesus if he came and told us thus and so? Suppose he came and said, now it is my will that all of my followers would be one. That is, that everyone who believes on me would all be members of the same religious body, that all of us would be united in the same mind and the same judgment. What would be your reaction? Would you say, as perhaps you have tended to say in the past when someone has tried to teach you this particular point, oh, that's just your idea about it, and it really isn't important for the followers of Christ to be one? Oh, you say, no, not if Jesus himself told me that personally, face to face. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't have that kind of reaction. I would say to him that I will do all within my power to be members of your body and to lead all other men to see the same truth and become members of the body of Christ. Well, friends, let me suggest to you that Jesus has, in effect, already done that. He has done it by the record that we find in the Bible. And let me ask you now to turn with me to John chapter 17 and begin reading with verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Now, here is Jesus praying to the Father. As thou didst send me into the world, even so sent I them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. Neither for these only do I pray, but for them also that believe on me through their word, that they may all be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. Notice it is quite crucial in the matter of the world's accepting the gospel for the believers in Christ to be one. And we find this carried out also in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, that is the first letter, in the first chapter, beginning with verse 10, where Paul says, now I beseech you, brethren, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfected together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been signified unto me concerning you, my brethren, by them that are of the household of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I mean, that each one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized into the name of Paul? It is clear here that Paul is making clear that Christ intends for all of his followers to speak the same thing, and that all of us be united in one and the same body. My friends, do not give yourself credit for saying that if Jesus told me that personally, I would believe it, while you reject it when it's said plainly in the Bible. Will you not, each of you, read the Bible, study for yourself, and follow the plain and simple teachings thereof?